healthcare knowledge. Woo-hoo! Healthy Talk Radio with Deborah Ray.
Well, she has educated as many of us over the years through the information in her website, healthsavers.info, through her books, award-winning books, like 40-something forever. She joins us on a regular basis to keep us up to speed on some of the news afoot. Of course, our Light Home Medical Journal is replete with that information to talk about a topic, one of my favorites, a growing body of evidence that suggests not only does our health benefit. There's science there to back that up. Pets and our health and many issues relating to the health of our pets. Arlene Brecker joining us today. Arlene, hello and welcome.
Yes, good morning, and thank you so much for the opportunity to bring this to national attention. Because it does pertain to everyone's health, and there's a financial implication here, a political implication here, and certainly a very strong health issue. So you're a Florida resident. You know a little bit something about Florida politics. I'm a Florida condo owner, a snowbird, and I've learned more about Florida politics than I really wanted. We call we in the condo community rule by what we call the little despots, known as association presidents, call Florida fraud-friendly Florida. And I can go into great detail about that. But the point is that people, before you retire to Florida, before you buy a condo, talk to somebody who owns one. The rules and laws that restrict condo ownership and your behavior in the condo you have bought and paid for all have been set up under Florida legislation that is controlled by a huge, huge law firm who wrote the laws, and I don't think you'll be surprised to learn they wrote it in a way that the lawyers get rich while the condo owners get poor. I will give you a quick example of a law that you will find hard to believe if you don't live in Florida.
Okay.
Say someone on your the association, the directors, mismanages association funds or mismanages because they give a contract at an exorbitant price to a friend. I mean, I'm not making this up. It all happens. We've got a story this morning of a $500,000 fine against the president of an association. This is someone who lives there. This is a neighbor. They're elected. Okay, but say that's what happens, and a group of the condo owners get together and say, oh, let's take this to court. Okay, let's say they take it to court. Let's say they win the court case. Let's say there's a huge fine. We could play guess what here, but I won't. The people who are responsible for paying the fine is not the criminal who stole the money. It's the people who belong to that condo association. That's the way the law has been written. So you can see that there is no advantage to people to trying to restrict fraudulent activities. Well, if it was just a money issue, I wouldn't be here talking about it today. What caught my attention was several incidents we were involved in. When we moved to the condo, we knew that one of the prior restrictions on ownership, which you have to sign for before they will let you buy your condo, is that only a pet that you own when you move in will be allowed to live with you. Should that pet leave, run away, die, or just, you know, out of clandestineness in some way, and you want to buy another one, no go, no replacement. Now, you might think this is ridiculous, and we agreed because we're parrot owners, and the parrot was obviously going to outlive us, so it didn't apply to us, so we just laughed and didn't take this seriously and bought the condo and moved in. Began to take it seriously when I watched the suffering among my neighbors. A condo owner lived in our community, our association, and was actually mayor of the town in which this kind of association resides. She had a dog. She loved it dearly. She lost the dog. He died. And guess what she did? Because they would not allow her to replace that dog. She sold the apartment, bought a new dog, and then rebought an apartment in the condo community. Not many people can afford to do that. But don't you think that is a demonstration of how outrageous things are? Well, you know, I'm a political activist wherever I go, and the pet issue really got to my attention because one day I stopped at a corner to help a disabled lady. She was waiting for the bus, and I said, "Where are you going?" She said, "Publix." I said, "Oh, come on with me. I'll take you." And I took her to Publix, and I waited for her, and I brought her back, and I helped her up with her bundles. Lovely little lady. And when I went to help her in the house with the bundle, she said, "Come with me," she whispered. "I have something I want to show you." So I said, "Okay." And we went into the back bedroom, and there lying on her bed was a big black cat. And with tears in her eyes, she said to me, "You won't ever tell anybody I have her, will you? Because if they find out, they'll take him away." You want to live with people that behave that way toward their neighbors? You want to live in a state where it's legal to do that? You want to live someplace or buy a condo where they can restrict your emotional stability and your rights? It's so fanciful. I don't mind telling you what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Broward County. I'm talking about Margate, Coconut Creek. I'm talking about a condo association called Winmore with 9,000 seniors in it. This is not a small issue. And we talked about it and so forth. And I had my own little way of getting around it. As a health activist, medical researcher, author, and loudmouth, boy, I know the benefits of pet ownership. And I have talked about it so many times, and I've addressed meetings on the issue. And we have so much that we're going to share with you because this is a health issue. A health issue. Not just human rights, although the idea of people being so insensitive to other people's needs just horrifies me. But the data shows that after heart attacks and hospital stays and any type of therapeutic medication, surgery, whatever you want to call it, there is a 50% difference in life and longevity and health between those who go home to a pet and those who don't have one. All in the favor of pet ownership. And that goes on and on and on.
Sure.
Reduces blood pressure. Deborah knows as much about this, if not more than I do.
No, just in the last 2 weeks.
I've had the personal experience with it, which has gotten me tremendously committed. So I'm going to tell you one more story, because a lot of people know about the health issue, and the health issue is going to impinge heavily on everybody's tax burden, not just in the state of Florida but nationwide, because the people who live in these communities are seniors, and you know how the health cost among the senior plus population is skyrocketing. And what you never hear, because the real estate community wants to keep it quiet, what you never hear is about the suicide rate November, December, around the holidays in these senior communities. It spikes every year from loneliness, from depression. Not among pet owners, friends. Not among pet owners.
Arlene, hold that thought. We'll pick up when we return. We're talking about that growing body of evidence to suggest that pets have a measurable effect on our health. What's going on with some potential political action in pet ownership and condo ownership? Arlene Brecker joining us today on Healthy Talk Radio.
Over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rock. Teeny little pieces of rock.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand.
Oh,
no, no. It's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at pornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
This is Deborah Ray with today's nutrition notebook. It happens more frequently today. Folks who have gas, bloating, diarrhea after drinking milk, they're looking for alternatives. There are non-dairy alternatives such as beverages made with soy, rice, or nuts. How do these beverages compare nutritionally? Who should switch and who shouldn't? If you have a cow's milk protein allergy, the other milks are a must. If you're lactose intolerant, the options are essential. For example, both soy and non-fat milk offer vitamins K, D, and calcium. Soy milk has 4 grams of fat, while non-fat milk has 0 grams. The best course of action is to compare the nutrient panel of the milk you would usually drink with that of a non-milk beverage. A non-dairy alternative does not provide vitamin B12, which originates from animal products. And the alternatives are many: soy milk, rice, nut milks, as well as those derived from other grains. Well, that's today's Nutrition Notebook. For more nutrition news, log on to HealthyTalkRadio.com.
The sounds of the season. Flu season, that is. Be prepared for the psilocoxinum. No side effects, no drug interactions. So take a pill the second you feel sick. Clinical studies show it reduces the duration and severity of flu symptoms, which takes you to a sound we like to call feeling better. Psilocoxinum homeopathic flu medicine from Buran. The only side effect is feeling better.
Attention shoppers, if anyone is missing a rather plump set of love handles, please come to the customer service counter and claim them. The ample love handles were lost in the produce department where their former owner had purchased fruits and veggies to munch on during the big game. Thank you and have a good day.
Small step number 81, snack on fruits and veggies. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to get healthy. Learn more at www.smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Corvalent M is an all-natural dietary supplement designed to rebuild energy at the cellular level. Credentialed experts have told you about the benefits they've seen in patients taking Corvalent M, and users of Corvalent M have reported how Corvalent M gives them more overall energy, reduced muscle soreness and stiffness, and less fatigue, all contributing to an improved quality of life. Ribose, the main ingredient in Corvalent M, has extensive science. There are dozens of scientific studies and articles that demonstrate the effectiveness of ribose in speeding energy recovery in cells and improving cardiac function. Call 1-866-267-8253. Boost your energy and metabolism. Get Corvalent M today by calling 1-866-267-8253 or visit www.corvalentm.com. See for yourself how Corvalent M can help you to start feeling better again. 1-866-267-8253. Call now.
Albion Advanced Nutrition wants you to be well informed when you choose your dietary supplement products. If you're looking for a dietary supplement to help improve your health, then this message is important to you. It stands to reason that you want to make sure that the mineral ingredients, the body's metabolic keys, are of the best form and highest quality. Minerals that are well absorbed and easy on the system. Mineral ingredients that have been proven in clinical studies. When it comes to mineral ingredients, no one produces more effective or higher quality minerals than Albion Advanced Nutrition, the world's leader in chelated mineral nutrition for over 50 years. Look for the name and trademarks of Albion Advanced Nutrition on the labels of dietary supplements to ensure that you are taking in the best minerals for your health. For a complete list of dietary supplement companies using Albion Advanced Nutrition's patented mineral ingredients, go to our website at www.albion-an.com. That's www.albion-an.com. Or call 1-800-222-0733.
Thank you.
information on Healthy Talk Radio may be eye-opening, controversial, and disturbing to some closed-minded members of the medical community, but it is all well-documented and presented by credentialed guests as well as our knowledgeable hosts. It may not represent the views of this network, this radio station, or its sponsors, but it might just be good for your health.
Arlene Brecker joining us. She's a noted researcher, journalist. Her website, healthsavers.info, provides a great deal of science-based information on which to base our healthcare decisions. And that is in part the topic about what we're talking about today, and that is the growing use of pets in medicine. Yes, there is science to back them up, but what are some of these groups like Citizens for Pets in Condos, the dilemma in which many people find themselves, particularly in later years in life? And you alluded to the fact, Arlene, what was just part of the medical information, people who are lonely increase the risk of developing Alzheimer's. They double that risk, and pets are an integral part of that, not only that social process, because they often say, you have a pet and you instigate conversations wherever you go.
Well, let me give you a real-life incident, and that has really stimulated me and why I was so thrilled with the news this weekend that came to me. We made friends with an elderly gentleman several years ago. He's retired, was a business executive, owned property in New York, and was an activist for human beings doing social good when he lived in New York. And the only story we heard from him constantly was how much he missed the cat he left behind. And we had pictures of the cat, and he talked about it, and we would always say to him, Jerry, why don't you get him? Well, he said, I can't do that. They won't allow it here. I didn't have a cat when I moved in. I can't have a cat now. It was his one complaint in life. This was an upbeat man, but this was his one complaint in life. Well, I decided, no, this wasn't going to last. I was going to do something about it. And I said to Harold, I said, before we leave Florida this year, we're going to make sure Jerry has a cat. Well, years ago, a doctor actually wrote a prescription for a patient whose high blood pressure he could not get under control, and the prescription was for a puppy. And there came the idea of what we call the pet prescription. And under federal law, if you're covered by the Americans with Disabilities Act,
right,
if you go to a doctor and he agrees and is willing to write a prescription saying that an animal companion of any sort is necessary for your mental, emotional, physical well-being,
okay,
they supposedly, they being the condo association, powers that be, must allow you to have that animal. Well, pet prescription. Thinking of Jerry, I thought, let's try that. They've never done it yet. Let's try it. And so Jerry is a disabled person. He's on a walker. He needs assistance in the house. He's alone. And I said, when are you going to see your doctor next? And he said, oh, next week. I said, this is what I want him to do. Sure enough, doctor agreed that this would be excellent for Jerry and wrote him a pet prescription. We went to the cat adoption agency, explained the situation, vouched for Jerry's ability to take care of a cat as well as himself. And before we left Florida, a wonderful black and white cat, and it was really funny. He was a picture of the cat Jerry had lost years ago. When he walked into the adoption agency, well, walked with the walker, this cat bounded out of the group of cats there and sat on his lap and wouldn't leave him until they had found each other. And then the change in Jerry, and we have followed it ever since because I hear from him all the time, is so noticeable, not just health-wise, disposition-wise, but activity-wise, that people that we left behind in Florida start calling and say, what in the world did you do to Jerry? Oh, my goodness, he's so friendly and outgoing and just so happy. And as Jerry has told me 100 times, coming home to that cat instead of coming home alone, and that cat just waits for him and loves him and sleeps with him, and like every animal does for the person that takes care of them that they love. It has not only made a difference in Jerry's life, I want everyone to understand it's making a difference in everybody's life in the Windmill community. He's gotten active in community affairs. He's doing things. He's starting new community groups. He's inviting people to his home. It's a whole new, different life. You see, when we talk about changing a political situation, unless you're really familiar with it, you don't understand how wide the ramifications of this might be. Let me give you another statistic. Broward County, Florida, where all the boomers go looking for their wonderful retirement home, has the highest euthanasia rate of homeless dogs. Nothing wrong with them. They're not evil. They're not fighters. They're homeless. Highest euthanasia rate of these helpless, wonderful animals in the world.
Really?
Think why? Nobody's allowed to adopt them. People move in and their neighbors are frowning at them, and they get them away. Or something happens, they have to go to the hospital and they have nobody to take them, because unless you brought that animal with you, you can't keep it. They will not allow animals to come into the community. If your brother, sister, child, niece, nephew has a dog they want to bring with them. It is the most vicious anti-humanity situation, and it typifies the Florida condo community environment socially. And I'm thrilled, and the reason we get a chance to do this show today is I got a message yesterday. My friend Joe Collin, when I say my friend, he's a real estate journalist at the Sun Sentinel. Now, Joe has, over the years, helped those who have organized against the restrictive condo laws and the fraudulent issues and taxations and assessments that are a constant headache to people who own those condos. And he has been so supportive in the Sun Sentinel that he is one of my favorite journalists. And this is what he published the other day. Pets by prescription, a dilemma. Doctors creating clashes in condos by prescribing pets to ailing seniors. It's caught on, guys. However, they are now trying, they being, as I said, the condo commandos are trying to stop the pet prescription.
How are they going to do that? I mean, they're allowed in hospitals these days. I mean, they make a difference whether it's a child with cancer, whether it's, you know, a senior with a terminal illness. I mean, the medical benefits are bona fide, Arlene.
There are, like I said, you would have to read and study the condo documents to understand how repressive they are. Let me put it this way, and we laugh about it, and it's not funny. These are all gated communities. All freedoms stop when you go through the gate. They're all human rights that you consider as yours, including freedom of speech. All human rights are gone because of the way the condo association laws have been written. And I won't name the law firm, but they know who I'm talking about, because they wrote these laws for their benefit. They have arranged things in a way that if an elderly homeowner comes under some type of financial stress and gets 15 cents behind on their assessment, and that's not an exaggeration. We've had lawsuits. We've had evictions. We've had people losing their homes over 15 cents. When they owed it to their attorneys can't wait to grab these condos and resell them under any excuse. So it's political, it's financial, and now let me tell you how it impinges on you. You being the listener, you being a taxpayer, you being not maybe a Florida person. Number one, I'm sure you know people who live in Florida. Help them out. Number two, I'm sure you know people who are planning to move to Florida. Talk to them. Number three, think of the difference in health care costs for the boomer generation that's moving to Florida if we gave them the advantage that everybody else has of having a health-providing pet in their home with them so that their blood pressure is under control. You know, my number one prescription for somebody with high blood pressure, do you have a dog? Well, get them and see if that helps people who are on medication. I'm serious. It works. It works. The documents show it works as of last week. Thanks to Joe's wonderful full story in the Sun Sentinel, what came to attention is we have a new group of senior citizens that have gotten together to fight this outrage. I'm so proud of them because getting the elderly together in any kind of a political action is like, oh.
Well, I mean, pet owners, you can, I dare say that, yeah, pet owners have, a lot of political power. Two, well, are not afraid to exercise it because for many of us, our pets come first, Arlene.
Do you know that in the boomer generation, have you seen the new statistics? I love them. 57% of those in retirement age or over are now dog owners and consider their dog a more important member of their family than their children. I can appreciate that. Now, the numbers are overwhelming. And in certain areas of South Florida, I noticed when I was there that a couple of really savvy realtors have advertised new condo buildings as pet-friendly. So, you know, they're beginning to catch on. They're beginning to catch on, but in the meantime, we have thousands of people suffering under these restrictive rulings. And so now we have a real answer.
So are these pet prescriptions going to stand up in court?
They're called Citizens for Pets and Condos. They have a website. Now, this is why I was so happy to do the show today, because you all can put this over the top. PetsInCondos.org is the website.
Okay.
If you go to that website, you will see there is a petition there. And we have two legislative aides who have already signed on to help. And these two are guys who have helped us in other issues. One of them is State Rep. Julio Rabana from Hialeah. I've met him, and he's a wonderful man. And so he said, if we can get 50,000 signed applicants to the petition that's on the Pets and Condos site,
okay,
he can get that through the legislature. Now, the legislative issue will be to forbid an association from denying the pet prescription. That's where we are right now. It's not state law that they can't have a pet, but the state is not upholding people's rights to have a pet when the doctor prescribes them. It's a little different than the kind of agitation we're usually doing. So what Julia Rovena wants to do, and Pets and Condos wants to do, and all the citizens who are involved in this wants to do, they want a state ruling that the condo associations can no longer deny the pet prescription. That will solve the problem for people who need this. And then we have to solve the problem of needing a pet prescription in order to have a companion that you can have any place in the world if you don't go to Florida. Hard to believe.
Now, is this occurring around the country in other states? I mean, people retire to Arizona, to Southern California, to North Carolina.
Haven't heard about it any place else. I have heard that there was some type of a problem in California for a while, but, they're just not going to get away with this other places. And if people knew ahead of time, we warn people all the time, read your condo documents and so forth, but you don't understand the implications of what you're signing for. People do not understand the unauthorized power of a condo board of directors and they get together and they run things to suit themselves, and I don't want to be libelous, but the way they suit themselves is not to help people who live there as their neighbors have a happy, financially sound environment. They can be so, I'm going to use the word, they can be so evil. One of my friends, and like I say, you have to have been there and experienced.
Well, I want to miss the story, so hold on that thought. We'll pick up and return. Petsincondos.org. We're talking about medical prescriptions for pets running afoul of existing legislation. The political power of pet owners in this country. Arlene Brecker is our guide today. 1-800-307-3002. Right here on Healthy Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Ray.
We all know probiotics are the good bacteria that live in our intestines and are the building blocks of a healthy immune system and good health. Stress, antibiotics, oral contraceptives, and x-rays kill the good bacteria in the colon and send our digestive system out of order. But did you also know that good bacteria and probiotics protects our immune system so that we're less likely to get frequent colds, flu, infections, and even fatigue? Worldwide scientific research on probiotics is establishing more reasons why, when seeking good health and a strong immune system, the use of probiotics may be without equal. Replenish the good bacteria in your body today and protect your health by taking Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, the world's number one brand of probiotics. Call toll-free today to find out where you can buy Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus at 1-800-430-6180. That's 1-800-430-6180. Or go online to EssentialFormulas.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today. Don't accept a substitute.
Every cell in your body has a job to do.
Brain cells, heart cells, liver cells, prostate cells,
every cell. How well each cell does its job plays a critical role in determining your good health. So it stands to reason that you should protect each cell. And that's exactly what Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract does. Kyolic uses only organically grown garlic. In its unique aging process, this raw garlic is converted into immune activators and cell protectors, including carboline, F4, SMAC, and fructosyl arginine. These vital compounds are not present in fresh garlic or in ordinary supplements, which is not surprising since only Kyolic holds several U.S. patents. And more garlic supplement studies in the United States have been conducted using Kyolic than all other supplements combined, because scientists know Kyolic works. Look for America's number one cell protector, Kyolic, where quality natural supplements are sold.
The sounds of the season. Flu season, that is.
Be prepared with Acilla Toxinum. No side effects, no drug interactions. So take Acilla the second you feel sick. Clinical studies show it reduces the duration and severity of flu symptoms, which takes you to a sound we like to call feeling better. Acilla Toxinum, homeopathic flu medicine from Bulan. The only side effect is feeling better.
It's a sad fact that 95% of Americans are not getting enough omega-3 in their diet, a deficiency that's been linked to diabetes, heart disease, obesity, and arthritis. So every day, I've been sprinkling MegaFlax on my cereal. MegaFlax is omega-3 in a delicious blend of flax plus 28 other superfoods to steer you back to perfect balance. You can get a free sample of MegaFlax by calling 800-774-7387. Tell them Deborah Ray sent you. 1-800-774-7387. Ask for MegaFlax.
Sorry, please, will you get your head out of the clouds and back in the water where it belongs?
Everybody needs clean water, especially Ariel, the little mermaid, and all her friends under the sea.
Have you ever seen anything so wonderful in your entire life?
Cool.
And no matter where you live,
Father, hurry up.
What you do above the ocean can affect all the living creatures below it.
Look what we found.
Human stuff, huh?
You can make a difference and help protect and preserve our oceans.
You want something done? You've got to do it yourself.
To keep our oceans clean.
What are we going to do?
No, we've got to make it clean.
Recycle and dispose of trash properly. Be an important part of your world.
Fantastic.
To learn what you can do, go to keepoceansclean.org. This has been a message from Environmental Defense, the National Marine Sanctuary Foundation, NOAA, and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Thank you.
Go to keepoceansclean.org.
Thank you.
information about today's program or to purchase a copy of today's program, please log on to our website, www.healthytalkradio.com, or call 727-572-0400.
Arlene Brecker joining us today, the founder of Health Savers Press, healthsavers.info, will tell you more. But while you're online, log on to petsincondos.org, a growing movement of individuals who recognize that the science is replete with information, that that social companionship that pets provide us, whether it's a terminal illness, a child with cancer, a senior living alone, can make a measurable difference in their health, but pet prescriptions running afoul of existing law. And you had a story to relate to us, Arlene.
A friend of mine had a dog she adored. She didn't own him when she moved in. She married. She was an unusual case because her husband was a traveling salesman and he left her alone a lot. And this dog meant everything to her and meant even more than to most people because she had been a rape victim several years ago that left her emotionally really distressed to be alone. So she had the dog and she had him for 2.5 years. And this is just to show you the kind of power that these elected people are. Residents, owners like you, but they get on the board of directors of the association and they run the world. She got into a tussle with the president of her association about something that had nothing to do with her behavior or his. Probably a difference in political views or something. And 10 days later, she gets a letter from her association, which is worse than getting a letter from the IRS, that the pet that she has in the house is illegal. She didn't move in with it. It'll be $100 a day fine starting in 10 days unless it is removed from the house. She got the pet prescription from the doctor who detailed the fact that this was an emotionally vulnerable lady, alone many, many times with her husband travels, a rape victim who desperately needed the companionship of this dog. She went to the association meeting where they were discussing it. They laughed at her and said, get the dog out of here. And she did. Like I say, unless you've had these personal experiences, and I tell you because I think it will move you the way it's moved me to consider this an issue that's much more important than you might ordinarily consider. It's got tragic consequences for the people who live under these circumstances. However, I am so proud of the organization that put this together. There's an organization called Cyber Citizens for Justice. Four senior citizens with no money and no funding put this group together.
We're going to have to leave it there. Point people to petsincondos.org. Arlene Brecker, you can read more at healthsavers.info. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm Deborah A. reminding you, live long, stay healthy.